The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Here we are. Episode 9. Right. 39 BC. Guys, I know you're going to shed a tear. We just had to put a button in the Eastern PA review. Part 3 will remain a mystery. But you're going to be happy, because today we've got something equally, or maybe even greater. It's 939 BC, folks. We're reeling in the years. Today, the return of Jorge Paz Celedon. Jared Helfer, our regular. It's been too long, guys. Had to get Jared back in the house. Always a delight. And competing for my heart, Blake Scala, rounding out the table. Who will win? 939 BC. Today's podcast is in no way brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Johnson & Johnson. They tried. You know what I mean? Oh, what is it, like 60, 80% effective? And then women, they started dropping like flies. Something about this Johnson & Johnson thing. I don't know what it was. Johnson & Johnson, stick to making cancer-causing powders, you know? That's your gig. Your wheelhouse. Okay, let's get into the segment. With no further ado, Jorge Paz Celedon, Jared Helfer, and Blake Scala.
I bet this beer will definitely help recover from the vaccine.
The vaccine? Oh, yeah, you got vaccinated, bro.
Good. Are we recording or not? Because I'm going to start telling a fucking story. You're not going to be fucking recording it.
You don't think that I would record your story?
I think you start, and then at some point you stop.
I did. I'm trying to adjust the levels. I got them perfect. Jared always has to be a little higher because he's a goddamn soft talker.
Oh, yes. Yeah, baby.
Now you can hear, you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, you gotta lean in. You know what I mean? You gotta want.
Your mic doesn't have a mic condom. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go raw.
No, there's one in there if you want.
I call him Raw Jared Johnson.
Hello.
He was raw dogging the mic, dude.
Raw dogging on Saturday.
I'm sorry. I interrupted your thought. Did you have one, or was it elusive?
What if dogs, you know, think about that shit?
What if all dogs were three-legged?
No, that's not what I said. What if dogs, man?
What if?
Can you imagine that shit?
What if dogs?
That'd be like,
oh, speaking
wild.
Of dogs, you guys heard DMX died? And his dog Spike, I obviously assume, has obviously been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
I honestly know absolutely nothing about this guy. I don't know a single song.
What year were you born? What year were you born?
94.
That makes sense, because he was probably ripping it in 94, and you were probably like still sucking the teat.
He's like something. Yeah, I mean, coming here for you, right?
I knew of him, obviously, but like, I,
that's good teat sucking music.
He was
too.
Like
that's
the crazy. Best crackhead rapper. And he was angry, like, and frustrated. And you can always tell he was angry and frustrated.
He was awesome, man. Yeah. He was like a real cool character because he just barked a lot.
One of the main things he said was what?
What?
Where my dog's at?
Yeah, he did what before? What's his name?
Oh, Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
And he was like the favorite of whenever I went to the Jew camp.
They love DMX at Jew camp.
Yeah,
Jew
yeah, camp. Little, us little Jewish kids.
That's not what we call it. Yeah, Dachau.
Well, Jews have been trying.
It was actually
reclaim camps since the unfortunate.
They moved into Auschwitz. We have a pool now.
That would be the best thing ever.
Oh, we actually we actually drowned
it. It's taking filled, back the power.
It's still
know?
Filled yeah. with gas, but it's a pool.
Kind of great. Make a cool little ski mountain, you know what I mean? An indoor ski pavilion.
Have a little fucking reality show, a Big Brother type thing.
Yeah, roller rink, you know what I mean?
This is what DMX brought us, dude.
Slamming puss in
thank you, DMX.
He was in a bunch of movies with like Jet Li.
He was just like badass.
Exit Wounds. Is it Exit Wounds?
That sounds right. That sounds right to me.
Or is that the one with Ja Rule? I'm so sorry for the fact checkers.
Oh, because they all look alike. I get it.
PolitiFact. Who's ever Snopes. Listening to this one?
You gotta, like, you know how Michael Vick got in trouble for like fighting dogs?
Romeo Must Die.
DMX, like, his music videos basically said, I fight dogs. You know what I mean?
That's different. Yeah. Interspecies altercations are just, that's okay.
I don't know, man.
Sometimes you gotta put a dog down.
The poor fella went down. I think he overdosed. It's a classic. It's a real classic.
Cradle
it's usually
to the
actually
grave.
Overdose is usually a white guy move, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Move, I think.
Yeah, it's unites all peoples.
Oh, we all overdose.
Throughout this great earth right. of ours. Cradle to the Grave is the movie with him and Jet Li. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Jet Li loved the fella.
So I think he was an Exit Wound.
He's a cool. Jackie Chan is so old. I'm dreading if he dies soon because he's just been.
Oh, up. Dude. He made a movie like this year.
Yeah, but he does his own stunts. And when you see the stunts he does like on YouTube, and it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. And he's better than Tom Cruise, but he doesn't do the big. Because Tom Cruise will like hang off the side of a plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Jackie Chan will like run up the side of a wall.
If I was one of those guys, I would have a deal that like if I died doing one of the stunts that you have to like use that for a movie and just like abruptly
like, put
end
it in
the movie.
Put it
me
in.
Dying on the stunt and that's the end.
Just recast Chan, like,
bam. I remember shocking. Before the internet they said that the crow, that was the real scene where he died. That's what people always would say.
Was it?
What's the
fuck,
crow?
I don't know. In the crow, Bruce Lee's
Brandon
son
Lee.
Dies, and there's this scene, he walks down a table and they all like shoot at him with guns, and one of the guns had something in the barrel or something
like
that.
Effect. Or something like that.
So that thing came out like projectile and killed his ass.
Director's like, it's a hell of a take, though.
Yeah, and the director's like, also, it's going to be really hard to shoot it again. So,
pardon
the pun and all. But
if we were
going to
kill Brandon, I would have scheduled it for later in the shoot.
Going to have to get guys in green suits doing a fucking weekend at Bernie's.
Also, make note, from now on, we're going to use stunt doubles for these table walks, okay? Okay,
yeah, that's
true. Let's get together.
This is before, like, CG. If something happened like that, it's very possible that, like, I don't know. Isaac died in that second Star Wars movie, and it's just been CGI
or
for
like
now.
Carrie Fisher, right? Like when they made her like look really young. Like,
didn't Harrison Ford?
Yeah, they were like, Star Wars people are like, we're going to use real lasers today. Let's just
see. Yeah, exactly.
It's going to read better. Oops, Oscar Isaac died. Get Andy Serkis in here, mocap him.
Dude, do you remember? Okay, so did you guys? Because you were born in '94. Uh-huh. So did you ever have Saturday morning cartoons as a kid? You did
in Peru. I did.
Yeah. And you didn't. You were internet child, weren't you?
No.
I'm 93. Like we're pretty much the same.
But you
I would wake
were
up
in a different
before
environment
school
than
in
he
the
was.
Morning and watch fucking cartoons all. The
Which
time,
we can get to.
Well, what's
that? You'd watch TV.
I mean, yeah,
TV.
They were on Saturday, too. They were every day, Jared.
But cartoons? There was like a block.
No, there was like, it was destination block. TV. Like, you would wake up in the morning and you were ready to watch.
Which network you go? Cartoon Network?
Oh, no. We had five channels and they came free through the airwaves. And there was a big, like, spiky thing that you could kill somebody with on their roof that would receive a signal. They called it an antenna. But we had the farmer cables, what they called it. So you had NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and PBS. So that was it. That was everybody. You know what I mean? And we would watch Ninja Turtles, I think, G.I. Joe.
Was it on?
Yeah. SWAT Cats.
I mean, it was one of those. It was like every single one of those was
Street
competing.
Sharks?
Remember on Saturday morning, that was the block. It's like how there's late night TV where there's all a late night host. On Saturday morning, every one of those networks set up their best cartoons to compete for children.
Yeah,
the oldest shit
and
I remember
just,
is
just
like
get high
Zoom
on cereal
and
yeah, exactly,
Rocco's
dude.
Modern
Blast
Life.
You just
Rocco's amazing.
Life. You eat everything except for the marshmallows, and then you eat all the marshmallows at once. in your Lucky Charms, and then you go straight to the fucking G.I. Joes.
Dude, they have all marshmallow cereal these days.
Like, I don't think that's probably disgusting. A good idea.
Yeah, but when you're seven, you know, you that's what you want.
But that's the thing, those all just dissolve and then just turn into a big...
It would be sugar water.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
But rich in calcium. Breakfast, so, I mean,
right there.
There you go.
Think about the calcium.
Do you guys eat or eat? Do you drink milk? Does anyone drink milk?
Well, just a coffee.
I try to drink milk. Like, I buy like the little quarts or whatever. But when I was a kid, I drank milk all the time. And obviously, when you're younger, you're less brittle. But man, I would my skeleton was invincible back then. I'll tell you what.
I don't know why I stopped drinking milk. Yeah, at some point, I think you just stop drinking milk because it's got a weird vibe. I think you meet one kid who's still drinking milk.
A lot of people are actually lactose.
Like, so you ordered
Kirk
milk.
I don't know.
A lot of people are lactose intolerant. Though. You're not supposed to consume.
Like you grow into it too. Like you grow into being lactose intolerant. Like you're not weird.
Actually, Europeans are weirdly like the least lactose intolerant. I'm assuming evolutionarily this. Milk has a lot of fat, and if you're like in the northern part of Europe where it's pretty cold,
I think that they just don't stop.
Africans are very Asians, Africans, natives are really lactose intolerant. It's only Europeans.
It must be like hunters. Like hunters can get enough meat to like stave through the winter, so they don't have to drink as much milk. So then they become
and maybe they drink other like animals' milks. Like we only have cows, like pasteurized cows' milk. So like. Maybe it could be like filtered
unpasteurized milk might be better.
Yeah, like goat milk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like chicken milk and
chicken.
man milk and, you know.
Squid milk?
Squid milk.
No, just start squishing that tentacle.
You ever seen the tits on a squid? I tell
Does
you.
Does any other adult animal drink milk, though?
Adult animal?
Would it make sense for us to even?
That's a good question, but I can guarantee the carnivores... I guarantee that they go for the milk. Like if they kill like a mama ox or whatever, and she's got big old tits, probably. Then they're like, I'm gonna suck that tit.
Yeah. But I think that's just like a horny kind of thing.
No, dude, they dig in.
You see a wolf just.
No, but seriously, they're gonna break open that, and there's gonna be a bunch of milk spilt, and they're not gonna cry about it. They're gonna lick that shit.
It's
up.
A great source of like fat and stuff. So
yeah,
it's good,
yeah. Right there. It's like liver.
Well, like people like that would come over on like the Mayflower and shit like that. They'd carry turtles because you crack open the turtle.
Yeah.
You could eat the turtle, and there's like a quart of water in there, fresh water.
Yeah.
They
call that four-legged storage. When you keep animals alive so the meat won't rot.
Yeah.
Because it's pre-refrigeration. That was the way to do it.
Four-legged storage.
Yep.
What a phrase.
Truth, bro. Yeah. I mean, we're going to get into monkeys and stuff eventually, and then we'll go to two-legged storage.
Well,
ostrich and emu farms are way ahead of the curve.
Who's getting into How are we getting into monkeys? What do you mean?
I mean, we got to have a war with the monkeys at some point, and then we're going to have to intimidate them. And, I mean, they're in the Stone Age. Did you know that?
Yeah, they are using tools.
Monkeys are using tools all of a sudden. Since, like, the 80s, they learned how to talk, and then after that, they're like... spying on us, and they've been telling each other.
I can't wait.
A gorilla can learn sign language.
That's what I'm saying,
dude.
So if a gorilla can learn sign language, now it has vision into what's possible because it's talking to humans. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then gorilla's like, side story, other gorillas. turns out you can use 2 degrees of separation to solve a problem. And then they're he's like, no, first you make the tool, then you fix the problem.
I wonder if it's like that book, like the gorilla becomes smart because it's educated, now he hates its primitive ass gorilla friends. It comes back from gorilla college.
Yeah, like he's got the...
And it's like, oh, you guys eat your feces still?
Ew. Yeah. He's like, oh, so you did time in the New York Zoo.
Yeah.
Cool.
What?
And like all the other gorillas are like shunning him. And he's like, no, guys, I learned a lot. I learned a lot at the zoo.
Well,
it's a weird schwa de vib over here, you know?
Is that book called Madagascar?
Hmm?
Is that book called Madagascar?
No, I was referencing that book where, like, the guy who was, like, mental disorders. He
Flowers for Alderaan.
Flowers
Algernon.
For Algernon. Yeah. That's what
Flowers
I
for who?
Alderaan.
Alderaan.
That's the Star Wars.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Yeah, you're right. I'm stupid.
Yeah. That's a shitty book.
It's like a retarded person in, like, Star Wars.
There's an episode of Always Sunny that's better.
That's kind of the story of Star Wars in a way, yeah.
Can you imagine instead of the Jedi thing,
record? Are you stopping recording, Douglas?
I wanted to make sure that we were going to start one of your stories. Now I'm going to record if that's cool.
What's going on?
I fucked with you, dude. We've been recording.
God. Oh my God, I was going to say, why?
Douglas hitting buttons.
Oh my God.
No, last time Blake was on, he told a killer story about going into a ghost house.
The fans listened. They
got lost. The ear regulars, as we were calling them earlier.
It was like a Pulp Fiction kind of out of order.
You're not listening to the Blake episodes. Why are you even? You're not even a fan of regular episodes.
What are you, a Corey Henderson fan? Fuck that.
Dude.
I'm talking Blake Scala all day long.
Blake Scala. Yeah. Blake Scala, Logan McCulkin all day, every day. That's my team, dude. Those are my boys.
What was that? I was just going to say, like, I always think, just talking about animals, like, I always think, like, why don't fish make any art? You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think if they do.
No, there are some. I've seen some fucking...
That one fish, you know what I mean?
It, like, arranges shells on the...
You're talking about
Ted?
Yeah.
There's, like, two fish. There's a lot of fish, you know what I mean? There's like, a trillion fish.
Because they're not... They don't have that much going on in their
brains. Okay, but think about this. Maybe...
fish do.
Maybe.
There's not that much legs on this conversation.
That smooth brain they got, dude.
Why don't fish do art?
I'm just... What? No legs. I get it.
Then I was thinking, like, maybe you could do, like... They're doing interpretive dance.
See, he's got you there. They dance like a motherfucker.
But, you know.
Especially when they're shaking out their babies. They're like,
It's true.
Eggs coming out the butt. You know what I mean?
X videos.
More of
you don't watch fish porn? You don't watch fish porn?
I watch fish porn, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not shaming you.
I've seen a lot of it.
You guys ever watch Rhino's Fuck? It's actually
beautiful.
I'm
going to look this up and it's just going to be dudes fucking fish in the mouth.
How does it work? Is there like a trap door?
They don't have thumbs, so it gets they have to mount.
Yeah.
But they're not good at it because also they have bad vision. Rhinos are known for having really bad vision. That's why they attack everybody.
Yeah, but love's about the way it feels, baby.
So they have to like point your penis correctly and shove it in. And sometimes, and they fail a lot. Like almost every time.
Yeah, too, right?
But when they finally get it in, their ears start flapping.
Right, guys?
Because they're happy.
Too, right?
And it's so cute when their ears start flapping because they're finally inside the vagina.
Because they...
their ears are flapping so much. And it's so beautiful.
As soon as the guy gets in, he's like, he like turns his head and smiles and his ears flap.
Yo, it's gorgeous. So yeah, nature's beautiful,
son. Like,
it's probably worth it to get fucked by a rhino just to see the ears.
Yeah.
What I like about that story is that the livestock had time to be happy, which means it's not rape sex. Because let's be honest, a lot of the wildlife out there is mostly rape sex.
Decent amount.
Like, even, like, I used to watch cows, which is what I was thinking.
Or not
the same
a lot
thing.
Of romance bulls at the very least.
And that's basically rape sex. And not only that, they'll get on top of anything. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
but dolphins do it because they're
nature's
evil.
Metal.
They're evil people.
You
know,
ooh, you think dolphins are calculated and they're raping?
Yeah, they are. They're very smart animals, and they gang rape because people study
them.
Gang
rape?
They love gang raping. That's like the second favorite.
They also get high.
They get high too. Yeah.
I love that Blake.
At least
like,
there's an instant.
He
roofie.
Nodded in a way, a knowing way. He was like, "Yeah, they do gang rape. They do, guys."
Dude.
It seems like you had like a story.
But you know what's trash?
I've been in Florida Keys.
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so you know, that's what we.
I mean,
when we're on defense, we think gang rape. That's what we chant.
Instead of defense, gang rape.
Yo,
defense.
It's intimidating. It would be intimidating.
Yeah, as an offensive player,
we don't win games, but we win a spirit, dude. We win in spirit, not games.
We all came. We lost 65 and
nothing.
Yeah. The Miami Dolphins are 63.
Sure, we lost, but you'll never be the
same.
We
all fucked the punter, though.
And man, yeah, think of it. It's so much more tragic that, like, the lady elephant can never forget.
Just picture the entire defense goes for one guy. the running back's just going right for the end zone. They're all pinning down the...
You know, all the audience is like...
The rest of the teams in the end zone celebrate.
Imagine the live TV footage.
Like,
the announcers would be like... And it seems that
has there been a rule change?
Is there a fumble? I'm not sure. The all of the Cardinals seem to be.
Has there been a rule change that we have not heard about?
It's not an illegal move, so we're just gonna let it happen. We're just gonna let it happen.
It's not in the book.
It appears the three referees are trying to split up the.
It's not 35 against the rules.
300-pound male club,
dude. That's to be like a crazy strategy.
Yeah, I mean it's not. Maybe
like
it's
in the local room. It's like guys, we're down 40. Let's just get rape and see what happens. Let's just see.
Oh, dude. So did you hear this? Recently, I think it was a hockey game. Is hockey or soccer? But regardless, one of the players like walked up to another player and said something to his ear, and then the other player, and this is because I've not seen the footage, so this is like me imagining from what I've heard. But the other player, like, I don't know, like, faked a foul, like, laid down, or did, you know how fucking pussy.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like
soccer.
Probably
soccer. Yeah.
That sounds like soccer.
Hockey's but then, about that.
Yeah,
but, then the ref came over to investigate what was going on, and his mic went dead, and the two people talked to each other, the ref and the player, and then the ref called a blah, 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 and stuck the guy in the box, and then the announcers were like, well, what was the penalty? And the ref was like, can't tell you. And it was because the one guy
state secrets.
No,
or
no,
like
the
that.
Two players. The one guy called the other guy the N-bomb.
Oh damn!
Oh shit!
And he was like, dude. He was like, you know what? I don't know what to call it, but I'm gonna call it. And he called a foul on the other dude.
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's and sportsmanship kind of.
I start saying that's the N-bomb instead of that's the bomb. You know, I don't really say that, but I'm just gonna.
But you're gonna.
That's
start,
the N-bomb, dude.
Throwing
it's
down
better than the bomb.
Throwing down the race card, I guess.
Ooh, I love that with the soccer reference. If that's the way it was,
yeah. What would that color card be? Like, it can't be a rainbow because that would be like calling somebody like something for their sexual orientation. What would it be the color for racism? Like
the color?
Color.
Like the color of the car, right? Oh. Red car.
Rainbow.
Car.
Rainbow's for sexuality.
Stuff. Yeah.
I guess it can't be black.
Or can it? Or can it, Jared?
Oh.
What if instead of a card, it was just like a fist? You just throw
a fucking black power
like,
card.
Like the referee just has to throw a fist into the air like this. You know what I mean?
I thought you meant like they get like one punch.
Yeah,
in the face.
He's like, all right. Well, I can't tell you what happened, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw up the fist. And then
they get punched in the face.
Yeah, I thought you meant like they get one punch in just for that, like one punch, and they have to pick where.
Yeah,
but just one.
Yeah, you got to grab your wrist behind your back and let the guy go for it.
Yeah. I feel like if they call you that, anything fucked up like that, you just get one. Just one, though.
Just one.
Be civil.
Just one. And then, you know what? Everyone goes back to playing.
Yeah,
but then you... I feel
hockey
like
would be down for that. Hockey would be like, oh, yeah, that's a new rule for sure. Like the Canadians would be like, yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Assuming there's a lot of that goes down in hockey already.
I think so, too.
Probably. I think so, too. It's a very white sport.
What's Crosby? Is that the Penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not very good.
He's been playing for 45 years.
Dude, Crosby is famous as shit. Yeah, but notoriously a colored fella who a person a puck, right?
Yeah, I thought he was like Balkan or something.
I don't know. Who is it that it's I'm trying Cosby. I'm not good at sports ball, but I can tell you this it's from Brandon Johnson's joke. He's I'll be your it's a represent.
I don't remember.
There's
that
a penguin who's a very good black player. I don't know who it is. You guys don't know?
I don't think that's true.
I remember a lot of Brandon's jokes.
That's how little I know. That's how little I know about the penguin.
There's like one black guy in the NHL.
It's true.
I think that might be right.
He's just guessing. Guys, he's just guessing.
No, I think
black
Crosby.
Player
Crosby's from like Russia. Penguins.
No, he's from Canada. Malkin's from Russia.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I found nothing.
Have you ever seen like that video of like in this Korean town? It's like a very small village in Korea. And a black guy went there for the first time, like a guy from Africa with long threads.
Yeah.
And this Asian lady lost her mind. She couldn't believe that a black person existed. And she kept playing with his hair. And
that's what
like, holy shit, touching him. Like, yeah. No way.
And if you don't have the internet or like... TV that isn't government regulated or whatever it is going on, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what my friend said about going to...
It's like seeing a wizard.
Thailand. Well, he's just like a white guy, and it's just like if you exist in like a monoculture, anything, you know, other is amazing.
Yeah, I went to Taiwan, and I bought
or
this
like Magic, maybe.
I bought this link, and I don't know if it's like a cross between, like, there were people who were just like, oh, there's a very tall white guy around, you know what I mean? Everyone's yeah. little glances and stuff, no big deal. But then I was in this jewelry store because I bought like this little crystal statue, like as a thank you gift or whatever.
Yeah.
And they brought out one because I was buying one, and they opened it, and it was broke.
What was the statue of?
It was two hummingbirds.
Okay.
Made out of crystal. And they brought out one to give it to me, and it was broken.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the case it was in, and I felt like the case had broke it. So they brought a second one, and it wasn't broken.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, but the case on the last one broke it. Would it be all right if I take a little of this foam out of here? And they're like, sure. And then I just took out my pocket knife, because I'm a country boy, and I just went like this, and like went to go cut it. And they're like, oh my God, this guy's in the fucking Yakuza or something. You know what I mean? Like they jump back like 6 inches, like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah.
You know? And then I was like, and then my girlfriend explained to me, like, you can't just...
You're in the Yakuza now.
You cannot display a knife in public.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did not know that. I will remember that from now on.
It's like going to India and trying to shake someone's hand with your left hand. It's a big no-no, dude.
Yeah. Isn't that the ass wiping hand?
Yes, the ass wiping hand.
That's dude. What I'm saying.
It's fucking disrespectful as shit, man.
Yeah. Which hand do you wipe your ass with, Blake?
Well, I shattered my right hand about a year ago. So
you converted?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, so you're an ambidextrous ass wipe? That's kind of how I'm going to introduce you. If I'm ever a host of a show, I'm going to be like, your next comic's an ambidextrous ass wipe.
Man. Wow, dude.
Blake's I do count. A lot of manual bidet, is what I call it. I've told you guys about this before. It's where you pull your hand and you reach over to the sink and get a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And you throw it up in your asshole.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
I get...
Dude, I love how sensual you delivered
awesome.
Your... Yeah. Because...
But you do.
Then you have to wipe it up.
I can tell you enjoy
and
this.
And you know what you do? You turn the sink up and you wash that shit right down the sink.
Literally.
I hope Hillary doesn't listen to this episode.
What?
You gotta wipe it
Why
up.
Is that?
This is my roommate.
Then
no.
Hillary has had E. coli in your mouth like
your
7 times.
Hold on. Then do you use toilet paper to like,
yeah, you,
dry
well, you gotta dry it off. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a clean wipe. Bidet. Well,
why not just get some toilet paper?
Yeah, wet that down.
Wet that
wet
down.
I do that
down.
Sometimes, but...
okay, it's not as satisfying as spraying shit all over the bathroom.
Frisky. Yeah. What? When do you
get
do...
a nice wet
if
ass?
You
got to dry
if you can't
that
just
off.
Slap your own asshole it, with a wet hand, why are you even in there?
I think bidets are going to... You're invested in, you know, Bitcoin or whatever, or like stocks. Invest in bidets, man. I think those are gonna shoot off. My
if only bidet was
pretty cheap, you can get those. Man. It's accessible.
Yeah, yourtushy.com. Yeah. Not a sponsor.
I haven't done it.
yet.
Yeah.
Why don't we use those?
You know, I just realized I should just splash the toilet water up into my ass. What am I doing? Reaching over to the
Why
sink?
Would you reach it's into right a toilet there. Full of shit, you crazy person?
Yeah, that's not a
great
look. Yeah.
Right, right.
It looks like
you
I
wipe
just,
after
I
you
just realized,
I forgot.
Why wouldn't I just reach into that brown, cloudy water and fucking splash?
I got it. I'll
right
put my other down there, hand down there. I shit in the hand, and then I reach down into the clean water
in the sink.
Yeah.
Splash it up into my ass. Drop
sense.
The shit into the water.
That makes sense.
You're an innovator, dude. I like that about
Before,
you.
Before, I thought you were crazy, but now.
No, dude.
You're
a genius, dude.
You know, the madman.
Fucking Thomas Edison over here.
Dude. Where the mystic swims. You know? As they
Damn.
Say.
That's what they did.
Yes.
Say. What are you doing over there? Oh, you got a thing.
That's the kind of attitude that starts Tesla, dude. I'm just saying, man.
What an attitude that what?
That's the type of attitude that starts Tesla and SpaceX, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Blake is going to start.
It's got to start somewhere.
I bet Musk shits on his hand.
I've been telling people that I'm going to get invested in Blake.
Too surprised.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's going to be mine. He's going to be like. The time I knew that I wanted Blake to invest my money was he goes, so this guy I know, he's in jail now, but he invested blah, 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 blah. And I said, you're the dude I need to handle some of my coin. You know what I mean?
That was, you know.
They're all fucking crooks anyway. At least I have my own private one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just more focused on, I wonder how Elon Musk shits.
In space or
no, just regular. He's a type of like
right in Grimes' mouth.
G0 shitting. No gravity.
I can use it for my spells.
They have like a sucker for your shit and pee.
Yeah, that's fucking
awesome.
You
get a BJ every time you pee in space.
But
that's why we gotta move. That's why he wants to go to space, dude.
That's why mankind has to become interplanetary.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be.
Technically, if we go to Mars,
the next level.
In Mars, you can honestly jump much higher, so you can just. That doesn't have to do anything with shit, never mind.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
You can jump the shits out of your ass.
Yeah, maybe. Mars.
It's just the momentum propels you into...
There is less gravity. Well, that's interesting. If there's less gravity, maybe you do have to push more.
I think what
maybe
you want to do...
Jupiter.
What you want to do is like spread your arms and legs out like a big X, like the Da Vinci drawing or whatever.
And
then have a friend, because you always have to have a friend when you're in your bathroom, spin you so you start to spin like a disc. You see what I'm saying? And then you reach back slowly with the hands and spread the cheeks.
Hopefully,
and
you'll
create
diarrhea.
Your own artificial gravity well with your centripetal force, and your poops will come out in straight lines.
Straight lines. Then they go into space, fly
that's
to
what
Earth
I'm
like
saying.
Meteors.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And some scientist picks it up. Goes,
wow.
This is proof of aliens.
Fascinating. Remarkable.
Or like maybe it conceals into a diamond. And someone,
a diamond?
That'd be a lot of pressure to be a diamond.
It's used as an engagement ring for a...
Dude, if you can make poo-poo diamonds...
You can. It's made out of carbon, so if you pressurize it, it'll become a diamond.
Well, everything's... Well, they say everything's made out of carbon, but carbon's like a minute amount of most things.
Hydrogen.
Well, it depends. It's
like the binding material in all living things, but it's not a large percentage of that thing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Maybe.
30% of shooting stars are astronaut shits.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. Real facts. Real
Holy
facts.
Big if true.
Dude.
Big if true.
Dude, I gotta...
Well, you know, they discovered a fifth state of matter. Did you hear about that?
No, I want to hear about it. Discover? Was it Texas?
No. That's been there forever.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Because there's... What is there? There's gravity.
Gas, solid, liquid, plasma.
No, I mean like... it's not a state of matter. It's like... there's like...
There's solutions and there's suspensions and then there's, and I don't know if there's states of matter, but they're fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like gas.
Yeah, gas, I've had gas before.
No, I'm saying there's a new cool force. Sorry, they discovered a new force.
Oh.
That's like, there's gravity, strong force, weak force,
electromagnetic.
Electromagnetic, and they're saying gluon.
Gluon? What's gluon mean?
I don't see. I could read. I don't know.
I think gluon is a subatomic particle. Like,
what the fuck are we talking about? This
we're like talking about subatomic tunnels. Get out!
What's going on,
son of a?
Am I fucking out of the
dude?
Really
I'm gonna,
bad science
I'm
class.
Fucking,
what's going on?
I fully admit.
If you just integrate this into your investments.
Yeah, these
you
got to
keep your ears open. You want to find out about emerging markets.
Dude, invest in the Higgs boson, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're going to reverse gravity by the end of this podcast.
We're living in the age of made-up science. You know what I mean? Like non-fungible tokens.
Oh, yeah, now it started.
You know,
made-up science
made up
is new.
Science.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden a new thing.
Speaking of made-up science, who got the vaccine, y'all?
Oh, damn. Bless
I did.
You.
Wow.
I did.
Me and Jared both got it.
I wish you hadn't said that, because I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Tell them about because I'm going to come out here and bitch about the vaccine.
Well, you need to hear what I'm bitching about.
No.
Can you pause it? We'll hold the bitching.
No, I
could talk about you, dummy.
Nothing good.
Can you believe we just time traveled?
We did.
Well, yeah.
The vaccine, y'all.
Where'd you go get
back
yours?
With the vaccine.
I went to a Rite Aid.
A Rite Aid? Like, because those are especially gutter, aren't they?
I don't know.
Walgreens, Rite Aid, and what's the other one?
CVS.
CVS is the most highfalutin, right?
No, I'd probably say Walgreens.
Walgreens is up top?
Yeah, Walgreens is the crown prince.
All right, so
stores.
Walgreens has got the flex.
Combos and
CVS is like the Target,
pills.
And Rite Aid is like the Kmart. No?
Sure.
Well, he could care less. He was like, okay. Yes and no is what.
Got the Janssen. Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
I didn't know there was two different things.
There's like four different ones now.
Which I like to call the Newports of the vaccine.
Yeah.
But No, but the fucking main thing that, like,
okay,
fucked with me is after he gives me the shot, he hands me a packet to read. I'm like, you already gave me the shot. You could have gave me this packet beforehand, maybe.
Oh, please.
Then I start reading, and apparently, vaccine isn't FDA approved.
Nope.
It's not FDA approved.
I'm telling
everyone's
you.
Saying, like, oh, you're fucking, you don't believe in science. Well, apparently the FDA doesn't believe in science either because they haven't approved
they
it.
They have.
They just gave it the emergency fucking.
It's just not enough time
dude,
to do FDA
there's
approval.
A great episode of. God, what the fuck is it? It's got the Kennedy Jr.
Cheers.
So one of the Kennedys, like, is now an anti-vaxxer, is what people label him as to discredit him or whatever. But I listened to a great fucking podcast with him. And evidently, vaccines from the like introduction of vaccines have not been classified as a drug because they've been classified as like a bioagent or something to that effect, which is just a clever way to word it so that the FDA doesn't have ownership of what they do.
FDA
stuff takes like decades and millions of dollars.
Well, at least 5 years. At least 5 years.
Because that's why so many people in like research, like biomedical stuff, don't wanna like if when people if you look at the researchers, they never wanna change the chemistry too much. And you go, how come you never wanna make a new thing? It's like, because if I ever make a new thing, it's gonna take millions of dollars that I don't have to get FDA approved.
Yeah.
So it has to be revolutionary, and then you have to know that I'm right.
You have to. What you have to do is have a company like Pfizer backing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no way else. You have to have so many years of trials that it costs so much money.
Just like how there's too much air in chip bags. Like, you know what I mean?
Every time I think about that, Jared.
Actually. You know what I mean? Like, you buy a can of chips.
You know about chips, right?
Sure. I had a good thought and just fucking said some stupid shit about chips.
I'm saying it's like a nebulous organization, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Just two little chips and chip bags. I'm not saying anything, you know, crazy here.
I don't know. It pisses me off because everyone just said, oh, if you don't want to get, don't you believe in science and all that shit? It's okay, yeah, I just see an article the other day that says Johnson & Johnson vaccine may cause heavier periods or something. And I don't got to worry about that. But who's to say it doesn't fucking... I don't see an article in 2 weeks that says, Johnson & Johnson vaccine causes fucking sterility in men.
There is no way to know what this vaccine is going to do for another decade from now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have no problem saying I just rolled the dice.
We're going to have to look at fucking
my fucking boss
defects.
Sent out an email that said he's requiring people to get the vaccine. If you don't want it, you can talk to him, which probably means it's not really required, but
yeah.
Well,
I literally said, whatever, I don't want to have a conversation with my box. I'll fucking roll the dice. We'll take the vaccine. And that's what I did.
Well, you couldn't.
But I'm not
going to
fucking bitch at other people for not wanting to take this drug that we rushed out.
Of the vaccine,
fucking,
honestly.
Jess is behind me thinking, like, hating me right now.
Why?
She's an actual nurse.
Because she
knows
likes
shit
medical?
About the actual vaccine.
Jess is my wife.
Wait,
and she's a nurse.
Did you only...
And she hates Blake. She told me on the way here.
Yeah. She said, that ignorant fuck. Yeah. I mean, those are paraphrases.
But I don't have a problem.
Fairness, Blake, you do say I'm not anti-science, but when I was yammering on about gluons or whatever, you were like, I'm not into this.
I just don't like you. It's
what
just
is
you
this?
As a person. So, I didn't want to listen to you.
I get it. Sometimes the messenger, you know what I mean? Don't shoot the messenger, man.
Yeah, man. He's just trying to spread the word.
I have no problem with anyone with an actual medical background telling me I'm dumb, but when it's the fucking people that
CDC
don't know what they're talking
FDA.
About, just saying, oh, you don't listen to the scientists. Right.
I'm of the opinion that the majority of people are sheeple, regardless of their career.
Well, why couldn't you get one of the other ones?
Well, I mean, they're all the kind of the fucking same sort of shit.
Well,
right?
I get
it's the same deal.
I think Moderna.
You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Moderna's all right, right?
No, man, it's all fucking. It's all came out. It all
that's
came
the
out.
One he put in his
no,
body. That one has to be good, right? Like, guys, please.
It all came out in 1 year, dude.
The main
all
problem.
Of it. There's no way to do a long term study on the effects of something that comes out in
it's
1 year.
Operation Warp
Speed. That is impossible.
Warp
like, yeah, even
Trump
if you're
called
using...
it Operation
so
Warp Speed. Warp Speed's pretty fast.
Look, if anyone can build a fucking working DeLorean, it's Trump, okay? But he's no way that he traveled to the year 2027 and figured out this shit was weird.
Like, even if it's 95% shit that we've used before, you know?
He'd probably
something new.
Even though he could power it with garbage, he would power it with gold.
I think he would just hang out in one of those fucking Epstein parties. Just go back and
just back and forth, back and forth.
Do you guys know that Stephen Hawking would hang out with Epstein? Do you think he was at those pedo parties just hanging out? Like, I can't even fuck this underage girl.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I can tell him I'm a black hole, but I can't fuck this
underage
girl.
You don't know that
dude.
He can't do that because the wiring for
he could fuck. Never mind.
Yeah, the wiring for the wang goes through the neck, I think. Where not the spine.
Well,
not
he has
the,
children
not,
and stuff.
Not the spine.
And I guess it's possible that he was trying to get that Epstein money to fund an exoskeleton, sort of.
Rock hard Stephen Hawking.
It was weird that a lot of like academics were with Epstein.
I want to go with Blake Stan.
What'd you say, Blake?
Dude, if fucking Stephen Hawking could get boners and I can't, that's... There's no way, dude.
He's super smart, dude. God,
you have the black
God
hole
heart,
of penises.
I do.
God likes physics, dude. God has a heart, dude. That's when he gets to use his dick.
I hope no one I ever fuck listens to any of these podcasts.
How,
and they're like, wait, he...
Wouldn't it be funny,
he
though?
He was sort of
I'm listening right now, my friend.
If, like, Stephen
They don't
Hawking,
know I was seven
like,
pills
what
in.
What if he was just like he was like a donkey of a man, you know what I mean?
He loved porn and...
Yeah,
he,
like, he's just sitting there in, like, a totally shriveled up thing, and then chicks are like, when it gets down to time, they're like, oh, my goodness.
Dude, he used to, like, shit on his wife with this...
Shit on her. Well,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Never mind.
His wife did, like, supposedly abuse him. She, like, wheeled him out
to
the
sun. No, that was his second wife.
Oh, okay.
His second wife, who he was cheating on his first wife with.
Of course. I mean,
yeah,
when,
was he already in the chair?
When you're a big swinging donkey, like...
Hell yeah, dude. Big old Stephen the Donkey Hawking, dude. They call him
Donkey. More like Stephen Cocking.
Yeah. Ooh.
No?
There
no?
you go.
Oh,
Stephen Hawk penis.
Ooh, I was gonna say hawk cock, but that's
what
hawk
was that
penis
book?
Is better.
Something History of the Universe. What was his book?
A Brief History of Time.
Yeah. My Briefs.
That I wish that documentary was better.
Is
he called his cock the event? Tech. He called his cock the event. He called his cock the event horizon.
It pulls you in.
Time stops when you're in there, dude. Yeah, smart science joke.
Stephen Ball King, big balls.
Oh, okay.
Stephen.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like he did. I don't know.
I could see
big sloppy balls.
He was like he was supposed to be like a virile
a
young man before
balls.
He got the thing. You know what I mean?
I think he had long balls.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, the balls
sorry,
are the sack.
This is
the
where...
balls are the sack. Long sack or long balls? I mean, come on.
Oh my god! That's probably. I don't know.
I mean, did he have like shell
that's
casing?
A good
heavy balls?
God, that's a good question.
And these are the questions that we come to the table to find.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it!
I can't without believe... this,
do you have long balls? Do you have heavy balls? Do you have a long sack?
Have you guys noticed that they've been calling boobs heavy a lot more now?
Do they?
It's a new trend.
Heavy boobs.
They call boobs heavies instead of big boobs. They call them heavies.
Oh,
who's they?
Who's Andrew Schultz.
I haven't heard this.
You haven't heard of Andrew Schultz? Yeah, he's a comedian.
I
don't know.
Him.
You should probably get into, the,
wow.
get into the area. Of, come on, I'm a dippy dippy.
I'm just a conservative man that likes calling them tits or fun bags.
Dude, when I was a kid, I used to
bless you.
I had a
traditional.
We're all great men here.
We're all well read, obviously. We call them fun bags.
See, fun bags I can get on board with.
That is one of the more wonderful.
Yeah.
When
I was a wee lad, I had a buddy named Tom, and he was a motorhead, and he would always call them tits, and I thought it was kind of repulsive.
Yeah, it's
but
not.
Then,
it doesn't really just.
But as an adult, I've kind of gotten on board with it.
I think boobs are real accurate. It's a real one, you know, bouncy
like
word.
I've always liked sloppy jalopies.
Sloppy toppies.
We used to call
see,
them fuzzy dinosaurs.
Why are they fuzzy?
I don't know because we thought
it was
incognito so that we could talk about girls when they weren't when they were. We were like fuzzy dinosaurs.
How about them double D fuzzy dinosaurs? Yeah,
exactly. They're like they'll never figure it out.
Dude, Sammy B has some fuzzy dinosaurs out there, cahoots, dude.
Oh, youth.
Yeah.
I sometimes struggle to remember my youth. How about you guys? Do you remember that stuff?
I'm pretty good. Well, like, I didn't do a lot. I haven't lived a great life.
Well, we know.
so, like, it's not exactly the most, you know, it's very, it's slightly routine a little bit.
Kids are pretty much dogs. Like, that.
Who?
Kids pretty much have, like, the same.
Bless you.
Oh, the memory retention is dogs? I disagree because until it's like weird because 10. Like when I was in school, I remembered all the school shit. I didn't get good grades, but I remembered all of the shit they taught me in school.
There's a couple of times I
don't remember the fun stuff.
At least I was. I feel like I wasn't. I also drank bleach as a kid though once, and I feel like I was gone for like 4 years after that. But
I was super tired a lot.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
you drank bleach. I'm pretty sure my mom fucking.
How much? How much bleach?
A good cup.
A cup.
A cup.
Like why did you drink bleach?
Like.
I was sitting on the.
How much did you weigh? What grade were you in?
I was probably 7 years. No, not even seven. Probably 4 or 5.
Holy shit! So you're talking like 60 pounds of person.
Yeah.
And you drank that much.
And you drank a fucking cup of
bleach.
I
was sitting in the kitchen.
That doesn't make sense, dude.
I asked my mom to pour me a glass of milk. That gives you the fucking idea.
Wow, your mother sounds like a dynamite woman.
She was in the kitchen cleaning some shit, you know, like she should be always.
I mean, they have a place. Scrubbing some shit down. They have a place.
No, wow, Blake.
Yeah.
No, my mom's a great cook. She is. She I'm trying to reel this back in.
She really knows how to warm up a cup of bleach.
She just hated you enough to give you bleach.
She was cleaning the stove or something. I asked mom, can you pour me a glass of milk? She said, yeah, shit, the fucking stupid piece of shit or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she gets a phone call, goes into the other room to take the phone call, and I look over and my little fucking blue cup that like I would always drink shit out of was sitting on the counter. It had liquid in it. And I walked over. I fucking reached up. I got it and I just...
You downed the whole thing?
I glugged the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Holy snap tackle.
And I just remember seeing my mom coming back in the room like, oh my God. Her best acting.
I was going to say, what really surprises me about this is that your mother cared so much.
But yeah, that apparently they...
What happened to you?
Apparently they got my stomach pumped or something.
Okay.
I had to go in.
It must have been diluted bleach because
I don't know.
It would have died.
Yeah, that would have fucked you up, dude.
Or maybe you're just a legend.
Or maybe
true that, dude. You could be like Steve-O.
Drink bleach, drink bleach, drink bleach, drink bleach.
Let's do it. Next episode, dude. Will Bleak die?
Fuck, I gotta come now, dude. I definitely don't want to miss that. Unless you die.
Well, I'll do shots.
I'll do shots of bleach.
I licked. Definitely.
Yeah, and then it'll be a race to who survives.
I mean, I assume it was probably diluted.
It's kind of like that Seinfeld.
No one uses.
Yeah, yeah. It's bleach. Like the jerk off thing, but with death. As
yeah. This ain't your daddy's Seinfeld.
One shot every 20 minutes until everyone's dead. But one.
It's like Seinfeld on bleach. Yeah.
It's like Johnstown. I like it.
Mm.
I once licked a when I was a kid. I
can't wait to hear this.
licked an electrical port.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah, like I didn't know. You know what I mean? So, or maybe it was a plug. It was something that was plugged in. I just put it into my mouth and. I definitely like almost died. Like, I remember the feeling because being electrocuted. You ever been like electrocuted? I'm sure you have.
Slightly.
You
yeah, Blake. I mean, you look like you've been electrocuted.
No, I like drank bleach air,
like in the hand or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or, like touched a live wire or something.
Yeah, I've been electrocuted plenty of times.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. It's crazy. There's like it's a real kind of like like numbing. Almost like a delightfully
warm.
Well, so what? Go ahead.
Just like what's the pokey massage?
Oh, acupuncture.
It's a little bit like acupuncture, maybe a little bit.
So, like electricity is a sine wave represented, like in art or whatever.
Yeah.
And so when it hits you, it does the same thing. And each peak of the wave, maybe peaks and valleys.
Okay.
Whatever. But they interact with your nervous system very similarly to the way the nervous system works.
Okay.
So you're like, and you do a little shake, and that little shake is the peaks of the waves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're like,
but I remember
alternate current is a wave. That's why it works. Yeah.
But I remember feeling like it was kind of enjoyable in a way. Then I passed out. And then my mom was like, "You almost died. Do not,
dude. How old were you?
Wires anymore." Like yesterday. Probably like six.
Six? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
that's
younger.
That's a good shot.
Three, four.
And you were like just that. Licking whatever you could find, you know? I mean, that's what six-year-olds got to do.
I didn't know.
I do weird things as a child, too, so yeah. But I didn't do, like, things that would kill me, but I would, like, do weird sexual things instead of that.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, just leave the room right fucking now.
No, I don't want to put you out.
I don't know, like, I was really into looking at, like, feet, and I would, look at my babysitter's feet.
Oh.
But I don't do that, like, in sex. But, like, when I was a kid, I was really weirdly thinking about it.
Well, it was probably the only piece of skin that was out. Because it's your babysitter, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm guessing...
It was weird. I would just walk up, and I would just look at them. It was fucking weird.
Up after fucking...
Dude, I had this...
What do you think you liked about the feet? The feet?
I don't know. I to this day, I don't know what I can tell you that I like. I just like them.
I bet it was just certain.
But certain feet, not all feet.
I just
feet.
Feel like it was gross looking. Well, yeah, I would bet there's ugly
not
feet.
Not the Hobbit. Well, yeah, so you like it. We're talking about Lord of the Rings. Are you into...
All right, we're going to have to take Jess's feet out.
Are
Jess,
you into that?
Jess, get your feet.
Jess, I swear to God, don't you fucking define me on this.
Yeah, what do you think about Frodo's? Are you a Frodo guy or like a...
Big feet? Big hairy
men
feet.
Big hairy feet are
big hairy feet?
Okay.
Oof.
No, I don't like that. But I did like watch. This is like a fucking weird thing.
That is weird though, didn't it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
There was an episode of. This is gonna be so. I'm glad no. Fuck. Don't release this episode. But there was.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody else.
You
watch this
Angry Beavers, like the show. Angry
yeah,
Beavers.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I know of it.
There was this episode where one of the beavers hated this smell. There was this smell that was haunting him.
Okay.
And when he had a nightmare of this smell that was so bad, and he woke up in this valley of feet. It was like a forest of feet.
Okay.
And that was my favorite episode. Okay. And I would always
watch
that
scene. Dude, there's something going on here for sure.
Yo. And
there's no denying you.
And I was so obsessed with that episode.
Yeah.
I would watch every day. If any episode, I would watch it. And it would be the most delousing day if it wasn't that episode. But when it was that episode...
I got a feeling you're going to be buying Jess a lot of pedicures in the future.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Now that things have come for
I'm sounding all weird Dextery like now. I'm coming out real Ted Bundy like right now, dude.
You know, well, as long as they stay on the person, it's, you know, you're a little far removed from Bundy. You know?
Damn, dude. This is why I don't drink at podcasts, dude.
When I was a kid,
I get it. You know, it's, you know, Breeze, you know, fair enough. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
Well, sure, you just met me today, dude.
That's what you're like.
That's true. You guys don't really even know each other, huh?
No.
Because he's been COVID segregated, mm-hmm. which is smart. Not shaming.
Sure.
And these guys know that I've been...
That's my thing.
I'm probably the
feet
most...
Is your things, thing? Man. You know what I
feet?
Mean? No judgment.
Kids?
Come on, dude. Could come on. Anything. Come on the podcast. You like kids, bro? It's cool. We won't judge.
Sure. Kid feet, kid.
There's a bit of a, you know, leap. You know what I mean? You know, it's like enjoying combos and going to Italy. You know what I mean?
Are we talking about the pretzel?
You're talking about combos. The stuffed cheese
well, I'm
thing.
Just saying feet fetish and then, you know, pedophilia.
Yeah, they're not that far apart, and that's why we've got to outlaw homosexuality. Yeah. I get what you're trying to say here. I'm just not
like
on board.
What my message has been skewed a little bit.
Dude, Aaron Douglas for mayor, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Well, all this shit's making sense, bro.
You know, I always...
Feet,
I
hair,
well,
kids.
You know, in the future, like...
all kinds of...
Yo, Blake wants dirt and dirt so bad, dude. What'd you do to Blake, dude?
Well, you know, Isaac Asimov once said, like, in the future... He was like, in the future, it will all be, like, fetishes. Everything will be, like, a fetish. And it will be... Like, that's his vision of a more, like, utopian...
This guy's retarded.
Yeah. What an idiot.
The guy who wrote Alice in
Wonderland...
What
does he mean, the future? The future is now, man.
Future,
right now is the future.
Well, he was writing...
It used to be the past, now it's the future.
Well, in all fairness, he was writing in the past.
He was.
Oh, all of a sudden it's fair, because he didn't even know.
But the
guy's just saying, I think there's just some to that idea. I think that's a pretty...
But it is right now. Right, everything's fetishes right now.
Yeah, I guess.
But there's got to be a support network for the fetishes. Everything else that happens, like transaction-wide, is just a support mechanism for the fetishes.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland was a pedophile, and he seemed like a pretty cool guy. He wrote Alice in fucking Wonderland. What the fuck you do with your life?
Yeah.
That's
Carol,
what's up.
Lewis Carroll.
Yeah, he like was, that girl was supposed to be like a girl he knew, which is
yeah.
Weird.
But they found his diary and they found out he never did anything weird with her. He just
Yeah, that's that weird like 1890s. You know, you're right. Like,
why do I judge a guy for having really weird ass creepy thoughts?
If he's, because
he has the discipline to not.
Well, he was really autistic because he was really a mathematician.
It is
you can't judge
it's
at
almost
all.
It's almost a merit badge to say that someone has a degeneracy, recognizes it, and controls it.
Yeah, dude, he's a cool guy.
In terms of that, for sure. But in terms
what other terms are there? That was the life that was lived.
I'm just saying there's a difference between feet and...
We all get it, Jared. We know fucking kids isn't the same thing as liking feet.
Jeez. Now tell us, you fuck it! Now tell us, you fuck it, Jared!
I'm just saying.
Just say it, dude!
Jared had to reinforce this point like 4 or 5 times because he just thinks, I actually think...
Well, they're both on the same level.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think there's something to that?
What?
Like in the future,
fucking kids? All be...
Yeah.
No.
Come on,
I don't
Jared,
think
I certainly
as
understand.
Of now, I'm in the.
Jared,
no.
We get
they
it,
fit
dude,
the sack
on.
For a reason. Whatever.
I think.
There you go.
I think porn kind of does that.
Does
because you get bored of the same shit, you know?
Porn does what? I'm sorry.
You go
I'm
on.
So
like,
lost.
I have. Jared, you haven't seen my fantastic comedy as of late, but I have this great bit.
I haven't.
About shave head blowjob. You ever watched
a
blowjob where the girl's getting her head shaved?
How'd you come up with that, though?
Like, yes.
What do you mean, how'd he come up with it?
No, like do you
Dear
with, like,
Diary, today.
Well, no, but like, for example, like, Blake maybe like, oh, I like girls with pixie haircuts. So he has girls. He likes girls with short haircuts, and then eventually, I'm assuming that leads to
It's all just the recommended videos. They're really getting good with the algorithms with the recommended videos.
We're explorers. Human beings are explorers, and you know, whenever you internalize your,
I get recommended crazy shit, dude.
Your exploration,
because there's all these algorithms and shit are designed to get you more addicted to whatever you're fucking consuming. So if you're on Pornhub consuming a certain thing, their job is to make you go further down the rabbit hole.
Sure,
and that's what's going to lead to whatever the fuck.
Everybody's job,
dude.
Everybody's job is to keep you on the line.
Yeah, get you addicted. That's what the whole social media, any website, pretty much is to just play with your fucking dopamine to get you staying.
But
on
it's
the
good now. It's kind of scary how good it is. It's finally learned. Yeah. Like if you give it enough information, it's gonna fucking know it every time what you like.
Mm-hmm. It's really important to remember that.
That's why I pick things
it's
I hate.
That it's doing that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Is it important? Fuck it. Maybe it's not.
But will you fuck with it, though?
Maybe like, just let it fucking mold your life and become part of the fucking.
Yeah, maybe you buy every promoted ad. Holy fuck, that looks really cool.
Honestly, though, I mean, all it is a representation of us. The algorithm is just
that's
us
what I'm
extended.
Saying. Most of it is greatly benign. You know
it is,
I mean?
You're right. It is greatly benign.
Yeah, like, who
except
cares?
For the political stuff.
Until
I think
it's
it gets
not.
A little too
political,
much.
But also some. Capitalist, like for example, like finding out that you have like a tendency to like to gamble, so they just send you shit that it's bad for you because
right,
you like to gamble.
Yeah,
and it's like that's what's fucked up.
DraftKings.com.
Hell yeah, support regulators.
As someone who sells drugs over Facebook Messenger, really the overreach.
It's not that intimidating. I don't think they're gathering too much. Yeah. I can hear what you're saying.
You guys watch Mad Men? You ever watch that show Mad Men?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen the real people.
It's Mad Men?
The real Mad Men.
The Capitol Riots.
I watched it for Alison Brie.
Yeah, she's really
from
good
Community.
On it.
Yeah, that's why I watched
everybody's
it.
Everybody's like amazing on it. But it's like kind of all about that. There's also, you watch any of those Adam Curtis documentaries? He's a British documentarian. Anyway, he kind of talks about that, how like, we think that we're these like god, you know, gods on earth, kind of like, and like, you know, my domain.
Yeah.
You know,
here's my planet. Check out what I've done with it.
Yeah. But we're a little more susceptible to very basic, like, you know,
weather,
simple shit. Yeah.
Sun
weather
flares,
colors, just colors. Fucking. Red makes us horny and pissed off. Because it reminds us of blood, you know.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
yellow makes us.
We
you
get
know,
horny when we think
like
of blood.
Pee.
That's
kind of
cool.
Well, yeah, the thing is people's faces.
Shit.
People's faces naturally become flush, or that is to say, their whole body, their like capillaries, like expand when they're ready to. You know what I mean? So, like, because of that, they get rosacea if you're a white person. Really? So they get
I've
red.
Never noticed
you
this.
Get red in the face. So
like only flux.
So that's why. That's cool. Why women would always wear whatever they pinch the cheeks. What's that? The what do they call that? The red.
Well,
stuff.
I wonder if
the red stuff on the cheeks.
Like rouge.
Rouge. Exactly. Yeah. That's the exact word. Rouge and stuff like that.
I wonder if red doesn't.
It made
work
them
for...
seem horny. through makeup. Dude. It really did. That's honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see like those corsets.
Red lips. Red lips are the same thing. Like because blood rushes through. And when you're horny.
Well, they used to use actual
what if you
blood.
Only like
they
black
used to prick
pearls,
their
though.
Finger and
they
and
still
use
have
that as
red.
Lipstick.
Like it, no matter what race you are, your capillaries open up and you become more red when you're horny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some people you can't tell as well, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. You think of corsets, that's just like to make your cleavage, like your tits look huge, and the dresses they have is just to make your hips bigger, longer, which men are into.
Yeah.
You
know. It's all just it's all primitive.
At least cool guys.
It's all primitive.
If you don't like it, you're just fucking a loser, dude. You're a fucking moron.
But it's really brilliant. It's like large breasts make more milk. Wide hips are less likely to have birthing complications.
Like they don't, they won't
it's
die.
It's really primitive. It's primitive. Yeah.
I once read a play where like it was fucked up. It was like a play really old that said like, oh yeah, like because these two sisters are fighting for the same guy, and she's like, oh, she got to marry the and one of the sisters that wasn't gonna marry him was like pissed. He's like, oh, and the maiden was like, don't worry about it. Look at her hips; they're so thin. She's gonna die after the first one. You can swoop in after. And I'm like, that's cold as shit.
Yeah,
that's cold as a motherfucker.
Wouldn't it be funny
dude.
If it was like played out and it was right? I mean, it seems like it probably was.
That's probably
dude,
how
back in the day,
dude,
being a girl sucks.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
She
that's a woman telling another woman, this bitch is dying after the first blow, dude.
Don't worry about that. I got these big old hips. That bitch is dead soon.
Imagine being pregnant, dude, just thinking for 9 months about why I've.
Yeah.
I wonder what my chances are here.
That is tough, dude. You're right. You got 9 months to be like, probably gonna survive.
Like you want the thing to come as premature as possible, so it's only like 4 pounds,
yeah,
and you don't
exactly.
get split in
you're
half
like,
and fucking die.
You're like, dude, start fucking me to get this thing working because isn't that what they say? Like the when like you can initiate labor through sex.
Well, that's maybe. How it starts.
Judge, is that true?
That'd be wild.
You're right.
Can
there's
I fuck
no
you 9 months
that.
In? Is that dope, dude?
There's no denying.
There is a correlation here.
You definitely have sex.
That's what I'm saying. There's
sure
a correlation.
If
not
you,
causation.
If you want to have your girl go into labor, just have sex with her 9 months before.
Could you fuck a pregnant chick? I don't think I could fuck a pregnant
baby's
chick.
Baby's like, slide that dick over. I'm coming out.
I got my watch set.
Can you fuck a pregnant chick, though, dude?
Oh, yeah, you can.
I don't
sure.
think. No, I mean, I'm asking, could you as a person, as Aaron? Because I don't think so. I don't
I
know
could.
Why.
I could.
I think it feels illegal for some reason. I don't it feels like I should be in prison if I did that, dude.
I don't think that there's any.
I don't know why. I just got a weird feeling.
I don't think there's any door knocking involved there. It's like separate apartments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
you
I know.
Unless like, the kid is in one apartment and he's like,
well,
dude.
Maybe it's roommates.
No, it's not roommates because it's like there's a whole.
At some point, it becomes roommates. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. The cervix is never breached until birth. So you've got two compartments. Essentially, you got the guy next door who always plays rock music at night.
Hell yeah.
You're
that's,
like, dude, I'm trying to grow over here.
Hell yeah. His name is Daddy, bro. And his name is Daddy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, hey,
you're welcome.
Yeah, but then I guess you go like, yeah, he still listens to Poison or whatever. or metal music. And you're like, man, it's pretty loud. But at like 4 months, you go like, metal's pretty fucking sick, actually.
Yeah, you're like.
There's definitely been at least a few fetuses that, you know. Felt something nudging your feet or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's
how Bob Marley was made, dude.
I mean,
the free spirit, man.
If you're a fetus,
free spirits.
That's how you make cool guys, dude. You gotta keep put. Yo, I'm 4 beers in. I'm sorry,
I don't
everybody.
Know.
I feel
maybe,
like the feet.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever been a study.
14-inch dick.
This is a very scientific
four foot eight girl.
No.
Baby's gonna feel it.
No. That man has to use discipline. Yeah. All right?
Dude, Blake put in donkey show fucking parameters.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Small.
It all comes back to the donkey.
Small Mexican girl, big donkey. That kid's going to feel it, dude.
Yeah,
kid's
going to
grow
true.
Up hating donkeys, dude. Saying.
Facts. As they say.
Well, Blake, we can all be happy you don't have kids.
Right. It's never going to happen.
Because you killed him with your huge boner.
My fucking huge vaccine I got yesterday.
Yeah. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, did you get sick?
Absolute garbage, dude.
You really?
More so than you do all the time.
I got sent home from work today. I shouldn't be here right now.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? You come to my house spreading COVID.
Well, I don't have it.
There's dude, no live I kind of virus texting him the same exact thing. Like, are you sick? He's like, I just took the vaccine. And I'm like, I don't know.
can you get fake sick?
I also shared a joint last night, so.
Like, you're fake sick. We know that because you have the vaccine. But can I get fake sick from you?
Well, I don't think, no.
What Jess told me, but really bad at bio, but what Jess told me is like, it's just when you're young, your immune system's fucking awesome. So when it feels this really foreign thing, which is the vaccine, it just goes, fuck that, and makes your whole body feel like shit. Because older people don't feel what Blake's feeling. Older people, just their immune system's shitty. So they just go, whatever, a new thing is in your body. Just
fuck yourself. Yeah, so it's the reaction that sucks, not the virus.
Yeah, it's just his body going, fuck, no.
And that was the thing that was killing people, was because they said people, they were saying people with the strongest immune systems were having the worst trouble sometimes. Yeah.
Apparently women specifically. Like, there's a thing with estrogen that... as an extra fucking punch to women.
My mom's an anti-vaxxer. Another reason. I can't wait to tell her I got
it. It just sucks to be a chick.
I don't even. It I'm just not sucks even, like, to be a woman. Super pro vaccine.
I get why they hate us. I really get it.
Man.
What? I'm sorry. I missed that.
I'm saying my mom's an anti-vaxxer, so I get super pro vaccine around her.
Blake, you just drank your bleach.
I'm not. I am not. This is what I was going to say.
It's like she gave you bleach.
So you cleaned it.
This is what I was going to say about the vaccine earlier. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am an anti-establishment.
That's fair.
I just am anti-establishment. And
well,
I know that the mathematical odds are that I will probably survive. And I'm willing to gamble with it because I've done wheelies at 65 miles an hour on motorcycles. And that was way more risky than COVID. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what's weird about I wonder how much anti-establishment is for the vaccine. You know what I mean? Do you think more people are anti the vaccine?
Nobody who is anti-establishment is pro-vaccine. Nobody.
Yeah, but they seem to have been pro-establishment occasionally. You know what I mean?
Who?
Just the idea of because I think about this all the time. Like, the idea of the underdog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... it's hard to know when you're the underdog, because you always want to feel like the underdog. You know what I mean? Because
who's looking for justification empathizes as the underdog.
Yeah, but at what point are you you the overdog? Do you know what I mean?
Am I the overdog in this situation? I don't understand what's your reference.
Just
you are DMXing a lot, dude.
My dog spiked.
I wonder. I'm just saying. I wonder if there's more people that aren't going to take the vaccine.
No. There's way more people. Sheeple are always more plentiful than. I don't want to call them strays. Well, strays. They're not shepherds.
In all
they're
fairness,
strays.
There's probably
I'm
only
a stray.
Been. There's probably been only been like two sheep people. You know
no,
I mean?
There's so many people
I mean,
fucking sheep nowadays.
You fucking open your eyes, sheep, sheeple. I'm talking about sheep-human hybrids.
That's what I'm saying, dude. We've been fucking sheep for so long now, they finally adapted.
Have you ever read...
sheeple are coming out.
There's...
feet, sheep, cats.
Yeah, man. So, you know, combos, pizza. So that's what I'm saying. My metaphor is feet is combos. A pizza is sheep. And then going to Italy is pedophilia. Do you know what
I mean? Are you mocking my kink right now, bro? Are you kink shaming me right now, son?
I'm just saying that.
I know
I'm
the audience fucking paused right there to think for a little bit. Well, I
know
that.
Whoa!
They're like, okay, wait. I gotta back this up.
No one's even gonna finish this episode, dude.
Shut up. Dude, tell me about gluons right now, dude. I really wanna know.
So as far as I know, it's basically they were trying to figure out what holds magnets together to a fridge. You know what I mean?
But yeah, you're trying to figure out magnetism. Why is magnetism a thing?
But it seems like, one of the four forces was electromagnetism. So I don't I don't really understand what a gluon is.
I think that's a particle. God. I don't think that's a force. This is like the
I weak do
force
not know.
Particles create force. Why do we have to separate the two? Obviously, mass creates gravity. That's also that's possible. Gravity could create
because they all like were mass, forged like in the first like.
Actually, you're right.
Well, one second.
Well, the Higgs boson creates mass, and mass wants to attract it to each other.
So the Higgs boson is the basis of mass.
They call them the God particle. Yeah, it's like the.
You think it's the basis of mass?
Yeah, because
what does that mean?
What it affects? It has mass, but light doesn't have mass. It's just
are there materials that do not have the Higgs boson that do not have mass?
The Higgs boson just gives you mass and things.
Right?
That,
no.
It's like neutrinos.
The only way to prove that the Higgs boson gives you mass is to say that there are substances that have not.
Yeah,
the Higgs
neutrinos.
Boson.
Neutrinos so don't have mass.
And they don't have mass.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, we're consistently bombarded in neutrinos from the sun, and neutrinos don't have mass.
What the fuck are we talking about again, dude?
All right, dude. I'm sorry.
I only know...
Let's talk about anal, then. I'm
sorry. Shit. Yeah, get back on the fucking...
Yeah, dude. What do you think about turtles, bro?
Hell yeah, dude. I fucking love turtles.
I'm sounding like a, I feel like I'm coming
let's
up like
an
asshole.
Get back on these blue-collar subjects, dude.
Blake thinks I'm
talking about neutrinos. Or
Blake thinks I'm a fucking Harvard blue-blood like asshole right now, dude.
That's the most applicable sentence to everything at any situation.
What's that?
What do you think about turtles, bro?
Yeah,
that, I love them.
That solves all problems.
Hey, even you get robbed at the ATM, you turn around. You go,
dude, turtles, dude, come on. What do you think about turtles,
bro? When you think of turtle, is the first turtle you think of the turtle from Finding Nemo? Because for me, it is.
Ninja turtles,
Galapagos
bro.
Turtles.
Oh, yeah, I never got into TMNT shit.
Ninja turtles, bro.
Humongous turtles make me so
that's
happy.
That's probably, I'm more along the lines of that. I think of like a...
A big-ass tortoise type.
Yeah. Like an old turtle. Just like...
Humongous, too.
They're wise. Yeah, they're like... Dude, imagine if turtles and parakeets could talk or whatever.
No, I watch Kung Fu Panda. I know what happens when turtles talk, bro.
I don't want to live in that
that's
world.
That's too scary. That's too scary for
why
me.
Why did they pick the master to be a turtle in Kung Fu Panda and all the trilogy? Because turtles are the shit.
They're old as balls. That's why.
Dude, 200
see,
years.
Did you see that?
200?
The koi fish that just died?
This fuck fish, this dude.
Why was he turtles, dude?
Fuck you. Fish died?
Why was he so shy?
The
koi fish.
We're ready for this open mic tonight, guys.
The koi. You don't know the word
the
koi?
The double meaning's ready.
Koi.
Oh, you motherfucker.
He's a koi fish.
We're academics here.
Yeah, dude. Harvard.
Dude.
Harvard bred.
Boson particle, bro.
That boson particle, son. Yes, mass, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I just...
Particles, koi.
Like, I'm... I get it now. I'm just saying, this fish was like... born in like the 1700s.
How do I know?
It's still kicking? It's still kicking?
It asked him, man.
It's still
kicking? It asked him facts about the era.
That's an excellent point. How the fuck do they know? Because every 7 years...
Fish is still alive. There's just an update every day.
It had views of the era. It was very anti-British.
Yeah, right. They asked it
about tortoises, and it was like, man.
They asked that fish about black people. It was like, you mean Negroes? Like, whoa! No, koi fish. Yeah, no, yeah. We don't call them that anymore, dude.
Yeah, they were like, we need to import all this opium into China. A bunch of stuff like
that.
And
you can figure it out.
Have you civilized them natives yet?
It was it's a fairly straightforward questionnaire.
You know, progressive for its time, maybe.
I forgot what we're talking about.
How did we know the turtle or fish
was
that
old? Fish. I'm just saying a very old fish.
Right. Many turtles
and it
racist.
Died, I think, recently. And like, R.I.P. to that
young.
Fish. That's all I'm saying.
All of them?
You know.
All the turtles.
You imagine turtles were... I would be so bummed out if turtles were racist. I'd be so fucking... But racist to work... Because turtles in Madagascar are like... They see African people, so they're racist against like white people. Fucking colonizers. And like,
do you guys
shit,
know
dude.
Who... wasn't it?
You're saying if we can make animals talk.
Yeah, and they would say, I hate white people. And I'm like, oh no, come on, turtle. It's not that.
The SNL guy who got not...
Yeah, that would be
Shane Gillis?
Shane Gillis. Do you guys know who Shane Gillis is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Shane Gillis is hilarious.
Supposedly he has this great bit that he will never record or publish. But it's a great premise. He's like, what if aliens came down and they were actually only here to gather slaves?
Yeah.
Like, how funny would that be? Because they're extremely superior intelligence.
Yeah,
and that's the history.
Well, that's the idea. That's the history of Earth. Well, that's kind
of
what
I mean.
Pretty much.
Like,
that's kind of what Battlefield.
We're gonna loop Earth, around, get Earth back to slaves one day. We're more evolved.
Like, it turns out we were actually pretty smart.
Well, that.
You imagine?
Well,
that was a hell of a fucking thing we had going there.
Well,
they can time travel, but they really still cannot figure this out.
We were like this close to fucking traveling at light speed, but
why the fuck did we stop?
Oh, we had that goddamn.
What were we thinking?
Some guy in the ultimate console was like, "How about slaves, guys?" And he's like, "You know what?"
He's like, "You know, that seems economically affordable."
Wow! Now all of a sudden we can afford so many things, and now we got slavery, dude.
It does beat paying people. It does.
Wow!
Wait a second. So we can get all the ships we want. The cost is like nothing.
Just whips. You gotta buy whips.
Who will gather our space cotton?
What's your name, alien? Christopher Columbus.
Exactly.
It's the same name, dude.
Well, I'm saying, like, that is the plot of Battlefield Earth, like the movie,
the Scientology movie.
You know, I've
the
never,
Scientology movie.
I've never read the book, so I have no clue how closely it follows the book. But that's what the movie's about, like. Aliens, like douchebag aliens.
I think that's, isn't it a Scientology?
No, it is, but I don't know how accurate the.
It's not scripture. It's not scripture.
Yeah, maybe not.
It was just funded. It was just produced and funded by John Travolta
and
his friend.
I've never read it. Have you ever, Blake? Have you ever read it? It seems like a book that you would have.
A what?
Read. Like Battlefield Earth or like Dianetics.
No.
I don't know.
What is a book that you've read?
A book I've read.
I have read a couple books. I did Cat in the Hat.
Good book.
Ooh. I did...
Bannet.
I read both of Stanhope's books.
Baba Black Sheep.
Oh, cool.
Or I guess his first two. He came out with the third one.
Dude, you read Stanhope's books?
Yeah.
Like that's the good. Mother one where he...
I feel like I would get those
I've
on
never
audio.
Read those books. Yeah.
Because I'm suck?
Yeah, I actually read them and then listened to the audiobooks. Oh, that's how big of a fucking fan of Doug Stanhope I am.
Yeah, dude. Let's go down there.
What?
You see his most recent
Kipsy?
One?
No, I saw that he was on Joe Rogan recently and he plugged Sam Talon's book. Do you know who Sam Talon is?
Yeah, he wrote this book.
Yeah.
I've been tempted to read the Sam Talon book. What's it called?
Running the Light.
Running the Light.
It's pretty dope.
It's supposed
book.
To be the best.
That's the last book I read, actually.
It's supposed to be the best like representation of the real comedy like
road
work.
It's working like a guy.
Working comedian.
It's the story of a guy who was like on the road and had potential and then just like passed it up. And, you know, he's kind of.
It's been.
He's
every,
running the light.
Every exactly. comedian it, who's read Running the Light has recommended it on their podcast.
Yeah,
every single
dope.
One.
Damn.
Okay, it's like what seeing the six Sex Pistols in that one show.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember
that one? Everyone knows that reference.
Everyone gets that reference.
They always say Sex Pistols played this one show in like Bristol in like 1965, and they say everybody that saw that show started a band.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
The Bono famously said that he's always like the Clash, you know, some of the Clash.
Yeah.
They were all the same area as the Sex Pistols. Blah, blah, blah. He said that, like, he grew up thinking, how can I be as important as the Clash?
Okay.
You know, and it's similar. Like, everyone who.
Oh, that must have been so cool.
Yeah.
To see one of their shows.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What I would have died for was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, which I know is a fucking probably absent reference to
the
group.
They're great.
But
I love
Joe
them.
Strummer, who's the lead singer of the Clash. In his later years, ran into this group of like hippie jam banders called the Mescaleros, and they're like, "You should be in our band, man." You know what I mean? Like they're all at a festival.
We're called Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros.
We've been waiting. I think it'd fit in.
Man.
Oh yeah, I guess
that's really what happened, man. They were like just chilling on drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Joe Strummer's like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to be like Joe Strummer, the Clash guy," and they're like, "Whatever, dude."
Yeah.
And then it's some
their
dope
music is great.
It's amazing
really
music.
Like
Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. That should be that'll have to be the outro for this podcast.
I've never
Johnny
liked
Appleseed.
I've always had something
Johnny
against
Appleseed.
Band names where the dude's name is in the band.
Well, that's the thing is
Dave Matthews.
Yeah, they were
whoever the fuck.
They were literally.
You know.
They were literally.
I don't like that.
They were literally addressing what was already hanging over their head because there's no way to have a band with Joe Strummer. That's like saying that I don't know who. It's like Eric Clapton's in a band, but you make sure not to mention him. Do you know what I mean?
DMX and his name, like
DMX and the Mescaline.
Yeah, exactly.
The lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots. Went with all the Guns N' Roses dudes. They made Velvet.
Velvet Revolver.
No,
Velvet Revolver. Yeah, Revolver. That was dude. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, they were all right.
I remember Velvet Revolver. I gotta put that.
Scott Weiland, I gotta save that.
He's
doing okay now.
Yeah, dude. I gotta remember.
Or he's dead. I forget.
I don't know.
Velvet Revolver. I totally forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's true. You don't think? Yeah, it seems like they could just come up with like another name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that whole put my name first and then you guys. Fuck that. You're a band.
You're right. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros is a little pretentious.
They brought him in.
I hate to admit it because I absolutely love their music. But it is a way of getting the name out there quicker. It definitely is. Yeah.
I don't think that you'd listen to Mescaleros. You know what I mean? Who'd fucking listen to the Mescaleros?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if
you were a fan of Joe Strummer and you find out, oh, he started a new band.
He got into a new band.
Yeah, he joined a new band. You're not gonna be like, oh well they didn't name it Joe Strummer.
The Mescaleros and Joe Strummer.
Ooh, that's interesting.
What do you think about that, Blake? Do you like that?
I don't mind it. The Velvet Underground and Nico. That was an album.
Yeah.
That was the artist name, Velvet Underground and Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting all the Velvet
bands. Trying to figure out a way to
here.
Give credit. Yeah.
I think that, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Who? Joe Strummer?
I don't dig it. Something about it. I can't even think of another example of a band that does that. But.
How about
that Velvet Revolver was a perfect thing. And then there's also Traveling
Big Bob
Wolverines.
And the Goof Troop?
The Traveling Wolverines. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was everyone. Everyone in the Traveling Wolverines.
Yeah, it's true. They didn't call it what is it, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, it's like
Bob Dylan and those other fucking guys. Yeah, they call it the Traveling Wilburys.
No, who the fuck wasn't the Traveling Wilburys? It was
Roy
like
Orbison.
I do like Jimi Hendrix though. Jimi Hendrix Experiences.
So. Yeah.
Well, that's his though. He started it from Jimi. Right, it was always the Jimi Hendrix. It wasn't like he was Jimi Hendrix. Then he got the experience.
Right.
He was always experienced.
That is true.
Have you been experienced?
Yeah, I guess it depends.
You been experienced? No.
You can name the band after yourself if the people are interchangeable. If you go on tour and you're like, let me get a bunch of different fucking dudes
Blake,
here.
If you had to, what would it be?
Blake Scala and the...
I don't know.
Fascists? The Jerk-Offs? The...
Street Kids.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, that's very good.
See, that would just work better as
Bridge
as
Dwellers.
Itself. That's not bad either.
It'd
be something homeless themed.
Like Scala and the Bridge Dwellers.
I like that, yeah.
I like that.
Street
a
Kids.
Lot.
Homeless people like the worst music. They're so fucking annoying.
Oh, really?
Folk punk garbage shit.
Folk punk
garbage
bullshit.
Like, what kind of homeless?
Well, have we listened to Days and Days?
Just like people who were angsty teens and then they fucking.
Yeah, like gutter
fucking,
punks.
Yeah, I'm talking those
punks.
Kinds of
people.
Yeah, they like the worst. I'm not talking like
OG homeless.
Yeah, people who fucking
wait, Blake
overdosed on drugs and now don't have a place anymore. I'm talking about like people who are let's go fucking travel.
And then they
just go be homeless in different cities and fucking.
Dude,
leech
I'm
off
down
the
with
people.
That. I've always said that like people look down on homeless, but I'm like, I'm 4 degrees from homeless. Like I would be homeless in a moment. I'm not against it.
No, we're not looking down on the homeless at all.
No.
I'm just saying other people are like,
we're talking about the people that the homeless look down on.
I'm talking about fake homeless, which I was on the borderline of fake homeless.
You're a faker?
No, I mean I was sleeping in a homeless shelter occasionally on the streets, but there's people that would travel from city to city and just be homeless. You're not really being homeless. You're just on vacation.
You weren't a rambling man.
Yeah, it's a real... There is a fine distinction between like...
No. It's homeless by choice versus homeless by chance is what you're choosing. But they're still homeless. I mean, if you're living... If you're rolling through and you don't have any money, but you decided in your 20s you just want to live without money on the road, you're still fucking homeless.
Yeah, you're homeless, but there's a...
They're trying to attach other things. They say they're homeless and they want people to think, oh, they're struggling. They need money.
Yeah, you're trying to say that there's some R-worded homeless people that can't get jobs and these guys can get jobs and they're giving them a bad name.
For many reasons.
But, I'll tell you a lot of shit about the homeless. You know what
it is? Like back in the 10s, maybe bums, they'd be called bums, maybe?
It's not so much around places like...
Tramps? Or drifters.
Tramps, you know tramps, I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, we did get rid of a lot of like words, and they kind of do describe a different philosophy of life. You know what I mean? I feel like tramps.
Tramp is a good word.
Who were the train drifters?
I agree. They're carnies. Carnies are the new tramps.
No, you have to understand my perspective.
Way different.
See, I think tramps are the trains. You know, bindles and
It's like a hobo. If you're
a hobo. Okay,
you're hobos traveling. Are working.
Yeah, hobo. I didn't know the definition is traveling worker. I'm pretty sure it's a hobo. I'm wrong. I always thought it was.
I'm gonna say that that's 100% truth, and I'm not gonna look it up ever.
That's not what I think of when I think of hobo.
Well, you're fucking wrong, Jared. You think a lot of shit that's wrong.
Yeah, man. What is it about hoes that you don't like?
Well, I love hobos.
Hobos got to work.
Different area hobos and different area codes. You know what I mean?
I got hobos. Let's just zip code. In different area bows. All right, we got to get to
a
this
home. Point. A hobo is a migrant worker or a homeless vagrant.
Okay,
that makes sense. You're right. You're especially one. Dude, I should have known you were going to be the expert on homeless life.
I'm kind of a migrant worker, dude.
How's that?
Because I'm an immigrant, dude.
Eh, not really. You only moved to one city.
I want to say before we
moved to plenty of cities.
You are.
But you're right. I'm not. don't call me that.
My perspective on homeless people.
Our next comic
is
a migrant worker. You know, all comedians are migrant workers.
Call me all the way from the Amazons in Peru, Jorge Pasaldan, dude.
Yeah, there's hobos, drifters, comedians, scamps,
and thieves. Anyway,
what were you going to say, Blake?
I was going to say my perspective on homeless people is based solely on Portland, Oregon, which is the home of the most fucking privileged homeless people in probably the entire fucking earth.
Okay.
At least under 25, which I was at the time.
I mean, they got Africa beat by a hair, just a little bit.
Dude, I love Portland.
I mean, like, I didn't have to worry about food at all. I didn't have to pay for food.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it. Like, the amount of food that we throw away here is like...
A lot?
I don't know. Yeah, it's...
I was actually vegan while homeless.
Wow.
I swear to God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't pay... I went and got free food.
And you weren't hungry.
Yeah, I was never hungry.
I was vegan, homeless, and full.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's to say, if you're under 25 and home, like, don't have a fucking stable situation, just find a fucking Greyhound ticket out to Portland. And you will be fine.
Well, that's
absolutely fine.
That's what's making California collapse right now, but it's not going to collapse.
It's like a good, like, life strategy, actually.
Yeah.
People go be homeless there.
I love Portland, Oregon so much.
Midnight Cowboy. You ever see Midnight Cowboy?
I haven't.
I have, really? But I can't remember it. But it's a great movie. I do remember that. It's like a gay guy in San Francisco?
Kind of. Is no, it's right? In New York. It's like kind of a handsome dude from, you know, Texas or something like that goes to New York to follow his dreams. And then, yeah, I think he wants to be an actor. I'm sure people told him, you know, hey, you could be an actor. You know, I mean, you're handsome enough to be an actor. And then he goes to New York and...
Fails.
Yeah, kind of, and just encounters the reality of like
become a prostitute.
Yeah, he becomes a prostitute.
Gets in the game, baby.
Yeah, bless you. And then he meets fucking Dustin Hoffman, and he's like, he plays a character AIDS? Called like Ratzo. He's got proto AIDS.
Why can't I guess the whole plot of this movie?
Well, it was made.
But I'll tell you this: the soundtrack, the theme song, the.
Everybody talking. It's so good.
It's
that's
so
like a
good,
great
dude.
Movie.
The you themes, got it. That's rivaling whatever we were talking about earlier for
Joe
song.
Strummer. Yeah, yeah.
For, yeah.
Johnny.
God Apple damn it! Why are we referencing so many musics? Now I have to figure out what kind of final song I'm going to put on this.
I don't edit the podcast.
That is true,
dude. I'm talking to you. Midnight Cowboys theme is a hell of a song.
Oh, it's so good.
Might be there.
Harry.
Everybody's talking about it. We nailed it.
And amidst all the melody,
I should start a band, dude.
Amidst all the
acapella, dude. We'll be.
Have you seen that episode of like The Simpsons where they? No, it's Family Guy.
Family Guy. They American Dad.
Yeah, they American Dad. They karaoke. Oh. Ooh, is that Journey? And then they go out and they lip sync.
Dude, we should start a band doing horrible covers and call it Blake Scala and the Hobos. God damn, it's perfect.
I'll do it.
Just what about Blake Scala and them hoes, Bo?
Yeah. Blake Scala and the sluts.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I have
we'll
issues.
Have to vote later.
I have issues, but we can talk about this after the podcast.
All right. Well, speaking about after the podcast, we do need to eventually go to Logan's mic. So, anybody,
Blake and the Scalas.
Anybody want to plug anything? Blake and the Scalas. I like it. Yeah. It makes us sound educated.
I like it.
All right. Anything to plug, Blake?
Just what I've done. Every podcast still.
Do you have a show in the 22nd?
Anybody? Oh yeah, I guess I do. 22nd. I might be cool. On
here in the Berg.
Dale Miller show. I haven't actually talked to Dale Miller about that, but Corey said he got me on it, so I'll show up and hopefully they let me do a set.
Cool.
Okay, well, search Blake equals suck on the internet and
blake=suck.com.
Jorge, anything?
Come hang out with me in. At Parkway every Friday.
I don't know what's going on. I missed it.
I just love Blake equals suck. How professionally you delivered that.
Jared will be at home cradled in his fucking closet waiting for COVID to go away so he can go to another open mic night.
Oh, pretty much. Look at this vaccine shaming.
He just doesn't want to kill his parents.
Shaming you.
You do have a very erotic voice. Thanks, like, man. You should really consider
making an ASMR podcast.
Yeah, you should consider that.
You should lick a lot of bags, you know what I mean? I'd listen.
A lot of ball bags.
Dude, I'll bust it that. Just for my boy. For my boy, I'll bust it that, dude. I'll bust it that.
Yeah, dude. Blake licking ball bags. Oh,
God damn it. What a bull.
Jared, do you have anything to plug?
Let's see. What do I watch? Watch the Up series. That one's
the Up, like the ones, the balloons and the old man?
No, it's like, that's probably the best thing I watched recently. That's pretty good. Watch Auntie Donna. Everybody watch Auntie Donna. Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Like Auntie?
Yeah. Like Australia?
Gilligan's Island, that's a good one.
It's so good. It's so great.
Are you on that? Like, why are you plugging this?
I just like a lot. I've done nothing over the past year and a half.
So scared he is.
Loves Adana.
And it's
Adana.
Really good. Try it out, please, everybody. Oh, it's really nice. That's it.
Sick shit.
Hey.
I got a Facebook where I do jokes, but no one, tends to enjoy it.
Jared Gyro Helfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
All right. Thanks for coming, Euro. Boys. Love it.
Time to go bomb.
That was a doozy. I think Jorge's strong showing, right? I don't know. Good episode, though. Stoked to have the guys in the house. Things are starting to kick off. Spring's in the air. People want to get out. So, let's get these podcasts rolling, you know what I mean? Jared had a suggestion for today's featured artist, and I got to say, it was a good one. Here's one of those songs that I can't hear. Here's one of those. Redundant, but it would not. Anyway, the point being, here's one of those songs I can't hear without thinking of a movie. That movie being what I think might be Tarantino's best film, Reservoir Dogs. What was his name? Something rather Super Sounds of the 70s. Either way, this particular song by Harry Nilsson, released in 1971. Off of his album, Nilsson Schmilsson. The song is Coconut. Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured
woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
J.K. Billy from Reservoir Dogs was Stephen Wright the comedian?